Chapter 9. The Reign of Hate. In the possession of Beauty Smith, White Fang also went mad. He was kept chained in a pen at the back of the fort, and here Beauty Smith teased and irritated him and drove him wild with all kinds of small torments. White Fang now became the enemy of all things and more ferocious than ever. He was tormented so much that he hated blindly and for no reason. He hated the chain that bound him, the men that stared at him, and the dogs that came with the men and snarled at him in his helplessness. He hated the wood of the pen that held him. And first, last, and most of all, he hated Beauty Smith. However, Beauty Smith had a purpose in all that he did to White Fang. One day, a number of men gathered around the pen. Beauty Smith entered, club in hand, and took the chain from White Fang's neck. When his master had gone out, White Fang ran around the pen, trying to get at the men outside. The door of the pen was opened again. White Fang paused. Something unusual was happening. He waited. The door was opened wide. Then a huge dog was pushed inside, and the door was slammed shut behind him. White Fang had never seen such a dog, but its size and fierce appearance did not stop him. He leaped in with a flash of fangs that tore the side of the dog's neck. It leaped at White Fang, but White Fang was here, there, and everywhere, always leaping in and slashing with his fangs and leaping out again in time to avoid punishment. The men outside shouted and applauded, while Beauty Smith delighted in White Fang's defeat of the other dog. There was no hope for it from the first. It was too heavy and slow. In the end, while Beauty Smith beat White Fang back with a club, the other dog was dragged out by its owner. Then there was a payment of bets, and money clinked in Beauty Smith's hand. White Fang began to look forward to the men gathering round his pen. It meant a fight, and this was now the only way he had of expressing the life that was in him. He was tormented and kept a prisoner, and the only way he had of satisfying his hate was when his master decided to put another dog against him. Beauty Smith had judged his powers well, for no matter how many dogs were set against him or how strong they were, White Fang always won. As time went by, he had fewer and fewer fights. Men despaired of matching him with an equal, and Beauty Smith was forced to have him fight with wolves. These were trapped by Indians for the purpose, and a fight between White Fang and another wolf was sure to draw a crowd. Once they got a full-grown female lynx, and this time White Fang fought for his life. But after the lynx, all fighting ceased for White Fang. There were no more animals considered worthy of fighting him, so he remained on exhibition until spring, when a man called Tim Keenan arrived in the land. With him came the first bulldog that had ever entered the Klondike. It was inevitable that this dog and White Fang should come together, and for a week the anticipated fight was the main topic of conversation in certain areas of the town.